This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Listen, lovers fight. Balui ke baratani, baratani ke balu. So what type of a fighter or arguer are you? Miss Marumo are, hey, it's amazing, hey? Now that you ask, I have learned, Miss Marumo says, that outbursts never solve anything. I was one of those partners that would want to address situations there and there. Eh? As we talk now, we had a very confrontational one with my current. But I'm more now the analytical and I pray first before I address anything. But outburst, chikano grasa, solves nothing, she says. Okay? So what kind of a arguer, fighter are you when you are in love? Because if you really try and put a number to it, I'll say 70% of the time we fight with our partners. Yes. And issues are no longer just, you can start an argument and not be resolved. And you tend to move on. Right? And maybe Ninin revisit that issue and so on. But it depends on the fighting styles. Yeah? Excuse me. So when you're in romantic relationships, it's inevitable that you would have those arguments with your partner. But the question is, what kind of a fighter or an arguer are you? Are you the type that matches the mood? You give what you get? Or you have learned to play based on where you stand on the issue? Maybe you're the type that just keeps quiet and allows the other to vent before you say your part. Or maybe you're the type that walks out because you just hate arguments and will rather clear your mind before saying anything. I mean, we fight differently. All right? And I think the longer the people are together, the more they know how to tackle each other, especially when there's an argument on the table. Lovers fight, they do. But what type of a fighter are you? Hashtag, how do you fight in love? As we're talking about what type of fighter are you, right? El Foza. Gilifu. All right. Arangalti, I'm actually a vocal partner. We'll tell you from the first day that that's what you're in for. We communicate. I did something bad. You didn't like how I approached something. We talk about it. If you're not up to that, I don't see us lasting, she says, right? And then Joseph, when?
Hola, Prati. I'm a silent one. I wish I could change, you know, give a vocal, because I think being a silent one sometimes it's not healthy, because what whole most of the time waikwala on samulo.
Give best pipe. There are three types that are the most typical of fighters in love. The attacker, the defender, the withdrawer. What's the difference? 3 teaspoons coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Before I give you the 3 teaspoons, I'm going to play you the brand new single from Silk Sonic. I want you to tell me something when you're listening to it. Which Marvin Gaye song are they using? Because apparently, Marvin Gaye Estate is on some... wait a minute. Anyway. Here are the 3 teaspoons on the common fighting styles or arguments in relationships. 1, the attacker. If your first feeling in an argument, your first call is to start pointing fingers and listing out reasons why the other person is wrong, then your fighting style is to attack. The problem with this approach is that it's so combative. You may get some things off your chest, but all you're doing is attacking and attacking and attacking. Therefore, you may not be heard. Because sometimes you're so angry, nothing constructive is coming out of your mouth. 2, the defender. When one partner in the relationship is the attacker, the other usually is the defender. If you feel rejected, wronged, criticized, and like you need to defend yourself, then defending is your fighting style. The problem is with this style is that it rarely gets you anywhere. It only creates more drama. So just by engaging in defending, you've created a dynamic where you put yourself one step down from the other person. I get what's over, but I'm the defender. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on the most common argument styles or fighting styles in relationships, the withdrawer. silent treatment. What about Zewagir? If you tend to be guarded, you shut down and protective, maybe even during an argument, therefore you're most likely a withdrawer. This approach is favored by those who avoid conflict. You don't engage in the argument, but your behavior doesn't serve to resolve it either. You withdraw and nothing gets said or done. Sometimes you just need to say, hey, I need time out to introspect before talking. Yeah? So as your partner can give you that time. But do you? You know, earlier on, I was talking about the three teaspoons, basically on three typical fighting styles, right? You are the attacker, meaning the confrontational one, the defender who waits, or the one who just basically come down when the other one is high. The last one being the withdrawer, the silent treatment person. Now, three other fresh, I'd say innovative ways came up. One, punchline and go. What was it? Bagaroko soaping. Punchline and go. Others were like, okay, let's find a solution.
Me.
Yeah. Three, I write a letter. These are the three. I was like, what?
So dramatic.
Imagine a letter.
So what? How do you fight in love?
Oh, I fight with solutions. Like, kuskang raseta, ngay nwebi.
Yeah,
you know, like, don't keep trying to tell me. You've told me what I did wrong or whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
It's an opening statement, rebuttal judgment, and...
Done.
Yeah, like, let's move forward. And if we can't, then masiyagele.
That's you on the receiving end. You on the other end?
Attack.
Attack. You know what? I don't think Mbali is the attacker.
Fire.
JJ, I don't think she is. I think Mbali is the defender. Quiet. Waits for you. And then after collecting all the facts and I think the opposite is true for JJ. You would think she's a silent treatment sweet. Khandinex.
JJ is very
confrontational.
Winner takes all. I'm not backing down the way to my grave. You're quite right. Very right, Mbali. Yeah,
very confrontational.
Very.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, Mori. For both of you, I would have easily given confrontational to Mbali, it's the other way.
Very defensive. And I'm like,
But being confrontational, has it worked? Has it yielded results?
Not really. So then you attempt to be the silent treatment type as well. But in relationships, you decide that this actually doesn't work for me, because you're like, the person you're actually being confrontational with is on a different level, and it doesn't help, because it's that adrenaline, let's fight, know, and then the person is like,
I'm dizzy.
Then you're like, okay, next time we'll try the quiet one. Doesn't work as well.
I hate silent treatment.
So you are the person who then agrees with the statement that you do change fighting styles over time, or as you mature, as you grow older.
You have to evolve. To evolve, because the way that you've been doing things cannot be right all the time. You know, otherwise you would have been in one relationship in your entire life never had to change.
Yes.
So you have to evolve. You have to also learn the person that you're with. Your approach can't be the same with everyone.
That's true.
Your last relationship, what type of fighter were you?
The withdrawer.
Oh, so you...
Sadly. But you know what it is? It's not because I'm passive aggressive. It's just that I need to process what you're saying so that I don't bullets. Because I got bullets within me.
Yeah.
But I'm choosing not to.
Yeah.
But the problem is when I now have built up anger, because I don't fight about small things. I'll leave it. Then, blah, 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 blah. Don't you dare apologize until I'm done. That's the thing as well. If you apologize midway, then I'm like, but... I still had points. I was going down the list.
Oh, so that deflates you.
Yeah. What is this apology thing? Cute, but let me get to point Z first.
What if you're going to Z?
I'm going down the list.
Yeah.
Yes, you must sit there. Because me, I sit there and wait and listen to your argument, and then I
process.
I debrief, and then I'm like, okay, you may or may not have been right. We'll leave it at that.
And then I'll come back 2 days later. Sure.
And another thing, that's me.
The whole week in GA, gimpy. Yajuluka. Impi.
Thing is, I like to shelve things, which is it's a problem because I doubt my thoughts in the moment. So I'm maybe.
Yeah, it's a process.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to process things.
Yeah.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
I'm always the withdrawal. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. 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 I'm sorry.
That was Dragio Monareng. What is your fighting style? What type of argue are you? Shadi?
Now I'm a different fighter. So when I'm angry, I make sure every chili ilinko fujing eating in the pantry, so you feel, that's how I fight. Your habanero, your chili flakes, on the side. So you know, how to tell chili like that. So yeah, that's how I fight. Chili, you feel it, modi jong tak.
And then, you can't even speak. Call me, I want to hear you. How do you fight in love?
For now, I keep quiet. Reason being, I'm not just saying based on my current partner. I'm saying it with I have learned from my exes. I remember this particular one said, he was a Zulu guy. He said to me, "Ho kwatile wena, yes, you spit fire." And he said, "I'm a different person when I'm angry." Mm-hmm. In my mouth. Huh. Yeah. So I have learned, and I know when I'm angry. Yeah, so now I keep quiet. I look at you. If I'm chowing a chappy, so I continue doing that. Yeah. For the sake of peace, I keep quiet.
And as I'm saying is, does it change over time as you grow, as you mature? Because you have started being combative or confrontational, later on you realize, you know what? Let me just keep quiet.
Nah, I used to be the confrontational one until I met baby daddy, Hashem. That guy humbled me. If you start to scream and want to fight, you are on your own. Because all he says is, "I'm sorry, baby." And after that, if you continue, you're on your own. You're only one. So from now on, at least we so calm about it. Even if we argue, no one will hear. Only the two of us will know who we're arguing.
So you've learned to bring down the volume, because that's also important. Hey, so like Andy was saying, do not say sorry before I'm done, because you're just basically disarming me. And you know, Nkuli agrees with that. D, you wanna?
I was thinking, 10 years of marriage, it will humble you. People ne kirasa, kilwana, kithrowadi ten tramsi. Was thinking, hona no, kitu la kiri do. Silence treatment.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.